also will not achieve anything. Okay, so to protect your own meditation as well as out of respect for other people's practice, please keep silent. I give you time to talk. That's during interview. Okay? Okay, today I will continue four elements meditation. That's during eating. Because during eating period, a lot of greed will arise if you are not mindful. And sometimes just mindful of chewing, swallowing, that's not enough. So what? You know you are chewing. Don't you know you are chewing? Then what for? You not chewing. Not necessary. You better concentrate on four elements. When the food touches your tongue, see how you feel. Cold, maybe. Hot. Maybe soft. Maybe hard. Either is soft, hard is earth element. If it's cold, hot is what element? Fire element. Then when you chew the time, you're moving your mouth. What element is it? Wind element. So instead of noting chewing, why not you contemplate wind element? Wind element. That's more meaningful. Then when you chew, then the sap of the or the liquid will come from the food. After chewing for some time, the liquid flowing out. What is that element? Water element. Then you swallow. So there's a pushing force. Push your food down to the stomach. What element is it? Wind element. So you keep on listening for element. Sometimes for listening for element is listening matter, rupa. Sometimes you go to the mind. The food touches the tongue. That's called tongue contact. We have learned yesterday. That's tongue contact. When there's contact, there is what? Feelings. So at that time, you try to see what type of feeling arise in you. If it's pleasant, you contemplate. You know. Mentally, if you are beginners, you note. If you are not beginners, no need to note. Just aware, pleasant feeling arise in me. And see, watch that pleasant feeling. Observe that pleasant feeling. See how it changes. And sometimes when you see the pleasant feeling, because of the pleasant feeling, it turned to craving. Owing to pleasant feeling, the craving arises because of pleasant feeling. Then you contemplate this craving. See the craving. Sometimes the craving, by or through your contemplation, the craving still not pass away. Then you want to eat some more. Then you will see, because of the craving, they push my hand to take the food again and again. So just a cause and effect. Only cause and effect. So you contemplate, just a cause and effect. So during the eating process, you also can become the noble one if you are mindful enough. Okay, so during the eating, eat slowly. A lot of things. You can learn a lot of things during eating process. 好，讲个点华语哈。好，今天呢，继续在教你们四大分别观哈。就是在吃饭的时候，在吃饭的时候呢，因为很多贪呐，会升起，所以呢，在吃饭的时候呢，特别需要正念啊。当食物呢开始到你的舌根的时候，你一定会感觉到硬呐，食物是软是硬，软跟硬是地大，或者是冷或者是热火大。 好，然后你开始咬，咬的时候你不是咬咬洞嘛，这个洞就是风大啊、哦、那你师父被你咬咀嚼完过后呢，它的唾液或者是食物的水分就会出来，你就会感觉到一个流动，那个是水大啊、哦、然后你要吞下去了，就是风把你的食物啊、哦、推下到你的食道下去，这个是风大，很容易关的啊、哦、那如果你不关呢，你一定是被贪控制着啊，心没有正念没有起观的话，一定是被烦恼控制着的，一定是被不善法控制着的。好，那我们修行就是为了对治不善法啊。那这个是观摄法，那观摄法还不够，我们还要观明法啊。当食物呢撞击到我们的舌根的时候呢，这个是触嘛，昨天我们已经讲到了，这个叫舌触啊，舌头触到这个食物叫舌触，每一个触呢就会产生一种受，所以那个时候你就要观到底是什么受，是乐受啊、苦受啊，还是不苦不乐受啊？如果是乐受的话呢，你再继续观下去，诶，因为乐受呢就会产生贪爱，你就很想越吃越多，尤其是你喜爱的食物啊，你想多拿一点，那个时候你就知道了，哦，因为这个贪呢使到我的手啊。啊，这个贪呢起了一个，因为每个心都会产生四大嘛，昨天讲到了哈，这个四大呢就会那个风大特别强，就会推动你的手多拿一点多拿一点哈，所以呢从这而呢你就看到因缘法，一切都是因缘生因缘灭法，所以在吃的过程中啊，你看到明也看到色也看到因缘法，当你看到因缘法的时候呢，那个我啊就会被去掉了。好，所以呢在食物的时候，如在吃饭的时候，如果你能够观呢，你也可以在那一刻成为须陀洹。好，所以每一刻都是修行啊，包括你上洗手间啊，你坐在马桶上面呢啊，那个尿尿是什么，是什么大，水大，那你就观水大啊，啊，水大水大水大就关嘛。那如果有味道撞击到你的这个鼻根的时候，会升起一种受嘛。啊，比如说你去大解的时候啊，那味道当然是不好的啊。那个味道撞击到你的舌根的这个鼻根的时候，会升起一种受，什么受啊？什么受？苦受，不可能是乐受哈。啊，如果是乐受啊，你大概是这个有一点问题了啊，所以苦受，那你就观苦受苦受，然后你会不喜欢这个味道，那就知道哦，不喜欢啊，所以什么升起你就观什么，不是很好玩吗？啊 ，So even you going to toilet 啊 ，urinating or excreting 啊 ，you also should contemplate. Why urinating is water element, so you contemplate water element.And also wind element. Without wind element, the urine cannot come out. So you also contemplate wind element. Okay? Then sometimes, you know, the foul smell, bad smell come out. Then that, you know, touches your nose sensitivity. There's nose contact. Huh? Depend on the nose contact, there is one type of feeling.So you contemplate that type of feeling, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Okay? So today, we stop four elements here. Now, we go to the second topic, your good friend, pain. No pain, no gain. Okay? So today, pain will continue.Up to tomorrow. After tomorrow, pain will subside. Okay. So when pain arises, yesterday I have teach you three ways to contemplate the pain. Today I will add in another two ways. So when a pain arises in you, first you contemplate or you look at the reaction of your mind, or you pull out your mind to look at the mind that which is aware of the pain. and yet the pain is still there. Huh? Then, and the pain is so unbearable. At that time, you should contemplate the unsatisfactory, the suffering of the body. Investigate why the pain arises. The pain arises because of having this body. Without the body, pain finds no place to arise. So at that time, you should contemplate the unsatisfaction of the body. Body is the cause. Pain is the effect. So you contemplate because of the body, the pain arises. Because of the body, pain arises. Then you contemplate the unsatisfactory nature of the body. This is called insight. When you contemplate unsatisfactory nature of the body, then gradually you develop detachment to the body. This is very important. Without detachment, you attach to the body. Attachment is one type of defilement that prolong your life in a round of rebirth. So we want to develop, vipassana is to develop detachment, dispassion towards the body. Of course, mind and body. Now I'm talking the body first. So when the pain arises, it becomes unbearable. It's the right time for you to contemplate the suffering of the body. Then you contemplate the body is like disease, like arrow, like sickness, like tumor, like pain, suffering, unsatisfactory. You can use all types of terms to arouse your disgust towards the body. This way of contemplation can lead you to become stream enterer. It's mentioned in Sanyutta Nikaya by Venerable Sariputta. I will deal with you afternoon in my Dhamma talk. So after you contemplate the unsatisfactory of the body, then go one step further. Contemplate the non-self of the body. Contemplate the impersonal nature of the body. Pain arises. You cannot control. It's beyond your control. It does not yield to your wish. Anything does not yield to your wish is called non-self. Anything is beyond your control is also the category of non-self. Non-self doesn't mean that no this person, there is this person, but which this person is a conventional truth. Now we are going to the ultimate truth. So at that time, after contemplating suffering, you contemplate non-self nature. This pain is beyond my control. If something can be controlled, that is called self. In Anatta Dakkhana Sutta, the discourse on the characteristic of non-self, Buddha said, if there is self, I cannot control the body. But because it is not self, then I cannot control the body. This is called characteristic of non-self. 好，现在呢，讲一点怎么观这个痛的哈。在禅修的过程中啊，没有痛是不可能的。所以呢，我们一定要熬过这一关。但是呢，我们也不要白白熬这个关，白白痛又学不到东西，好像来熬痛这样，那太不值得了。我们要跟痛学习。好，那怎么学习呢？昨天已经教了你们三个方法，今天再教你们两个。第一个呢，当已经痛到忍无可忍的时候，你就知道，哇，这个身体呀，真的是一切痛苦的来源。你就想，这痛是哪里来的呢？是因为有身体，所以才会有痛。没有身体的话呢，不会有痛。所以它的因是什么？身体，因为有这个身体。 所以你就讲这个身体呢是 一切病痛的来源啊，好像剑，好像癌症，好像病，好像刀啊，痛痛苦过患啊，一直用一直来观这个身体是痛苦的来源。这种观法呢可以呢引申你对身体的放下，不执着啊。为什么我们会执着身体呢？那是因为你认为身体带给你快乐，你才会执着嘛。如果一件东西呀、啊、一直带给你痛苦的话，你会执着吗？你恨不得早一点跟它扔掉啊、哦、就像你太太，如果你一回家整天跟你太太吵架的话，你会执着你太太吗？你恨不得早点离婚啊、哦、同样的道理啊、哦、如果那个你了解到这个身体呢只带给你病痛的话，只带给你痛，一坐下来不是这边痛就是那边痛的话，你还会喜欢你这个身体吗？你不会喜欢啊、哦、你就开始对这个身体呢产生厌离啊，这个是观智哦，这个是很好的一种智慧哦，这个就是我们来禅修要修的智慧啊、哦、所以呢我讲过吗？ No pain, no gain 所以珍惜你的痛、哦、这个痛呢就是开发你智慧的一条道路哦。好，这是第一种。第二种呢，你观痛，观痛苦啊，这身体是病痛的来源，然后厌离它，然后呢介绍下来呢你又可以继续观这个身体是无我的，没有一个我，不受控制，好像那个痛它要来不是你可以控制的啊。然后你的左腿痛刚刚消失，哎呀右腿又来了，右腿完了过后，哎呀肩膀又来了，哎我的天哪、啊、何时可以了结啊。所以你开始了解到，哎这个痛好像不是可以控制的，好、哦一波啊，一波未平，一波又起，好像不是你可以控制的。那不是可以控制的东西呀、啊，就是无我。可以控制的东西就是我啊，不能控制的东西呢就是无我。所以那个时候呢，你要观身体是无我的啊，无我的，不受控制的，无我的，不受控制的。你这样观的话呢，就会对身体放下执着。啊，反正都是这样的，我也没有办法。哎呀，放下对他的执着吧，他要痛就给他痛，啊，是他是痛，是痛比较，长呢，还是看我的耐力比较长？你就跟你的痛竞争吧，啊，好，这是第二种啊，第二种观法。最后一个呢，你可以再观想回来你的心，啊。这两种方法都用过了哈，就最后一个呢，回来你的心。痛只是四大罢了啊，整个身体都是四大痛。如果你专心再看清楚那个痛哈、啊，你就会发现这个痛呢，其实呢不是火大特别强烈的话，就是地大特别强烈才产生那个痛的感觉啊。Pain is just a group of elements 啊。Pain is just a group of elements because of the imbalance of the element. Maybe the heat element is excessive or the hardness is excessive that cause pain. So if you can contemplate pain as element, then you will not be affected by the pain. Then after that, go back to your mind. Pain is already unbearable, huh? But what makes your pain even more unbearable is your reaction of your mind. Pain as pain, but because you don't like the pain, you want to get away of the pain as soon as possible. That makes the pain even worse.Because the mind become hot already. Pain already very hot. Now plus your mind also become hot. Wow, it becomes so unbearable. If the pain is pain, but you can maintain the equanimity towards the pain, then the pain is bearable. also what make the pain unbearable. Your own reactions. You don't like the pain. You want to push away the pain. You hate the pain. That makes your mind very hot and makes both mind and body become unbearable. And very good. Because this is the right time for you to contemplate the suffering of both mind and body. This is the right time, right opportunity for you to contemplate the suffering of both mind and body in order to develop disenchantment. As your insight keep on developing, next time, you will become less and less attached to your body and mind. Isn't that good? This is our aim. So, pain is your teacher. Learn something from it. Don't sitting there, endure the pain, learn nothing, and accumulate a lot of hatred. Not worth it. So skillful is very important. This is called skillful mean. This is called how to contemplate properly, correctly, appropriately. Enough or not? Want some more? Okay. So I teach you many things already. Now we come back to contemplate the feelings and mind both together. Feeling arise all the time. Feeling arise due to six contexts, and our six senses are always open. So the context always there. So feeling is also there all the time. So sometimes you contemplate the matter, the rupa or body. Sometimes you contemplate the mind, especially pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. Neutral feeling is a bit difficult because it's not clear. But how you know you are in the neutral, or you are in or how you know there's neutral feeling? When there's no pleasant feeling, neither unpleasant feeling, then there is neutral feeling. So when you sit there, do not know how to, you say that no object to observe, then observe the neutral feeling. When you observe the neutral feeling, sometimes the thought comes. Then now turn from feeling, turn to observe the mind. Thought is mental object. So just aware of that thought. If that thought involves emotions, emotion like disliking, liking, jealousy, and so on, then observe that emotions. Many practitioners don't know how to contemplate the mind. This is a great loss in one's practice. If you have been practicing for 5 years, 10 years, and yet you don't know how to contemplate your mind, you are still far away from success. All refinements come from the mind. And yet refinements come, you don't know how to contemplate. What is the result? Tell me, what is the result? When the refinements come, you don't know how to contemplate it. You follow your defilements, of course. So when you follow your defilements, you suffer on the spot. And your defilements affect other people. Other people also suffer because of your defilements. So as a practitioner, if you don't know how to contemplate the mind, it's a great loss. So how to contemplate the mind? So mindfulness is necessary. Secondly, wisdom. Wisdom know it's impermanent. For example, sorrow. Sorrow arises in you. First, you don't have mindfulness. The moment you don't have the mindfulness, you will think sorrow is mine. Huh? Sorrow is mine. When you think sorrow is mine, my sorrow, then the sorrow become intensified. Become worse, intensified. Then how can you get it from sorrow? So first, mindfulness is necessary, essential. When you feel sorrow, just aware of that sorrow, mindfulness, aware. Don't note sorrow, not necessary. Look at the sorrow like other people's sorrow. You pull out your mind, think that sorrow is not yours. Look at that sorrow in a dispassionate attitude, a detached attitude towards that sorrow. Then, after that, mentally contemplate impermanent of that sorrow, impermanent. You may say that I contemplate impermanent, but the sorrow still there. Of course, if your wisdom is not sharp enough. And how can you expect the first moment I contemplate, the first moment it disappear? If you have that power, you already free from the round of rebirth long time ago. Not until now. So, if you contemplate suffering, impermanent, the phenomena does not disappear. Do not feel discouraged. Practice makes perfect. You got to keep on practicing until one day, the moment the emotion comes, the moment you aware and contemplate impermanent, it go. It just gone. And if it comes a day, you don't even have to contemplate impermanent. The moment you know it, it go. It's just gone. So good, so quick. Okay, so this is the way how to contemplate your feelings, your mind. Enough for today. Okay, thank you.